I had someone say, I just want to take my salon gratuity free. And I was like, so are you going to allow your staff to choose their pricing? No.
Are you going to change their commissions?
No. Yeah. Like, then you can't go gratuity free.
So we're going to take money from them. You'll lose your staff. Hello, hairdressers. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
You're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
A one-on-one coaching company for hairdressers by hairdressers.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there's no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Do you know what your hair color is costing your business? Well, SalonScale does. Discover how SalonScale's cost-saving technology can save your business money. Their mobile app and Bluetooth scale accurately calculate the cost of hair color usage. It records formulas, tracks product usage in real time, helps manage expenses, reduce waste, and boosts profit.
We want to give all of our listeners 10% off their first year of SalonScale by visiting salonscale.com/DTH. And for our current students in our one-on-one coaching program, you will receive 25% off all team and solo annual plans. Ask your coach for details to redeem.
We are no stranger to the students. Let me say it this way.
Your camera's right here.
Are, I feel like Katniss Everdeen. Mockingjay. So, we are aware that there are groups of people out there that don't like us.
Yeah, it's okay.
Highly aware.
I think any business, any education platform, any business has that.
Yeah. It doesn't bother us. But I think it's important to address the main reason those groups exist. And they exist because there have been people that have come into our program, or not.
Or not, yeah.
Most of them not.
And some people just don't like our social media posts.
Yeah.
And or us. Or the podcast.
They try our methods, usually one. Or they heard a method on a podcast. They tried it on their own with no support. And it didn't work. And so they then blame us for it not working. So I want to be clear.
It also could just be as simple as it didn't work for you. Like you didn't like it.
Well, I just want to be clear that all the methods that we have created, hourly pricing, going cashless, going gratuity free, freedom pricing, letting your stylist.
Schedule freedom, station sharing.
There's so many. Actually, if you just go to the website, it shows you all of them. And we're adding more actually this year. The methods work for everyone. The methods work if you apply them properly. They are beneficial if you work with a coach and you can change the way you think about business. Without support or without conscious change, it will not work. Mm-hmm. In fact, it will most likely be detrimental.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this is what I think I want to clear up. Our methods will destroy your business if you aren't implementing them properly, working with someone to help you through all the chaos that it can bring when you make changes like this. If you're just, you know, you heard about hourly pricing, you're just going to go try it, it's going to destroy your business.
Any change would destroy your business.
Oh, I heard that you said to offer them freedom and schedule, so I just offer them freedom and schedule.
With no accountability, with no
coaching or help of how to actually implement it, it will destroy your business. So I want to be the first to tell you, destroy the hairdresser methods will destroy your business if you do not properly implement them.
Yeah.
Another improper way to implement our methods is to just try one. Mm-hmm. Our methods are built that one begets the next. So if I do hourly pricing, I then have to go to, it's going to cause another problem. Well, we already have the method for that problem.
Now I have to allow freedom in pricing.
Exactly.
You know, now I have to allow this.
So our methods don't work very well. They can work, but they don't work very well when you just try to do one of them because they're all built to work together. In fact, that's how we built them because we started with one. That method meant we had to change something else. And so we've done all that groundwork for our listeners, our followers, and our students. When we say that coaching is paramount to the success of our program, it's not a money grab.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we are one of the most cost-effective one-on-one coaching companies out there. But I just, for all those people out there, and I'm talking directly to them, because if there's anyone out there that has felt like they've tried our methods and they didn't get what they thought, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And the reason we want to talk to you is because we know that the reason they didn't work is not because the method itself doesn't work. We know that the implementation was not done properly. There wasn't enough support for you, which is not your fault, but you need more support to do it.
Maybe your situation was completely different before.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the right time.
There's so many nuances and differences.
I also think I love the students that are coming to our program and then we open DTH salons.
So much easier.
This is the way it is. It's that simple. I mean, every business is going to have its own difficulty. That's why you have a coach or support or mentorship and your board of people. When making these changes, especially when they're industry shattering changes, like our methods are going against everything we've ever been taught.
Right.
Now you're telling a group of people that are already scared to raise their prices. They're already scared to make changes. They're doing what everyone else is doing. And now the salon owner is pumped up, right? They're in coaching, or maybe they're not. And they're like, I really want to try this. Like, let's do it. And they throw it in there. And the team isn't properly supported. There's no proper education on it. There's no conscious shift. There's nothing.
A lot of it is usually team feedback.
For sure. It is going to be a shit show. I see this a lot too.
Or like, I tried hourly pricing, but my team didn't like it.
My clients didn't like it.
Or my clients didn't like it. That's another one.
And I'm like, your clients pay what you say they're going to pay. We're not...
It's not your client's business.
It's not. And so I think when it comes down to this, there's a lot of fear. And
if we did what our clients didn't like, we would have shut down a long time ago.
Oh my God, yes. And so it's like it's one of those things that you can make every excuse in the book. It's fine. It also, you don't have to do what we're doing.
Yeah, you don't have to do
any of this.
That's
what I tell people all the time. Like, I love, you know, like someone be like, I have a really successful business. They'll do it in a submission. And I'm like, well, then you probably don't need us. Like,
yeah, I've had conversations.
If you are as successful as you are, don't shake the boat, because this is going to rattle your business. Now, on the other side of it, are you going to be happier? Is there going to be more fluidity? Is there going to be more freedoms? Are you removing toxicity? Are you going to be making more? Yes. Is it going to be painful to get there? Yeah. It is. I mean, change is uncomfortable.
For people that have a salon that doesn't do DTH but is successful, we know that there's no point in coming to coaching. In fact, those people don't do well because it looks like we make their business more difficult.
Yeah. It will be.
It will be. Yeah, we're making it more
painful.
It
doesn't matter if it's us or another program. If you are implementing something different.
Any change.
I'm not just saying something different is like, oh, I'm now using this booking system. Even using a booking system can sometimes be
changing color
so
lines
painful.
Is like a life or death situation
thing.
For salons.
Switching retail. I'm changing locations. I'm all of that, right? We're literally talking about a complete restructure of your business. I mean, down to everything you do will change.
Down to the way you think.
Exactly. So it's one of those things of like, if you're not ready for that. Two, if your team isn't ready for that. It's not going to work. It's absolutely not going to work. And also, if you're not ready to go through that. So when we have a success, when we have a salon that's like coming in and they're failing, they're already at rock bottom. I mean, they cannot stay the same. We have to change something.
It's easier.
It's so much easier. But if you come in and you're like, I'm making a shit ton of money. My staff is happy. My clients are happy. Everything's rolling. But they like what we're saying. My suggestion is we're going to open a different location.
Right.
And we're going to do this from scratch. We're not going to do this in your location. And then there's some...
And then it usually... they'll shift it after they really see it.
And then they're like, oh, this is awesome. But there are some students that are just like, I'm fucking ready for it. And they go through those pain points and they go through it and it is astronomically incredible on the other end.
And now a word from our sponsors.
What if you could still give your clients great hair with less products? What if that product line made you money with less inventory on the shelves? What if that product line was also made with gentle ingredients, is biodegradable, and the packaging is refillable? All this may seem impossible, but with Hair Story, it is possible. Hair Story is a brand that is equal parts mindful as it is great hair. Give your clients amazing products while filling your bank account with extra cash. Ready to try New Wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
We have spent the last year working with our amazing partners at CTX to bring you hairdresser healthcare. We at Destroy the Hairdresser, in a groundbreaking collaboration with health industry veterans, are bringing our listeners health plans that cover every professional in the beauty industry. This includes individuals, teams, and families. We are currently in the process of insuring thousands of beauty professionals in all 50 states. Healthcare benefits are now open, and guess what? There's no enrollment deadline. Sign up during any month of the year and gain health benefits quickly. Get your name on the list by visiting destroythehairdresser.com/hairdresser healthcare. You know, I feel bad for a lot of people out there because I know there are so many coaching's very popular.
I'm okay with it because I think that we're not for everybody and each program isn't for everyone.
No, but what I was saying is I think there are a lot of...
It's confusing.
No, you're not even that.
I'm trying to guess.
I know, you're not guessing it. A lot of people have had really bad experiences.
That too.
With other coaching companies where they felt like they were in a cult or they felt like they had to do this. And I think they come to DTH and treat it like, I'm going to do everything DTH says and that's going to save my life.
No, that's actually...
And that's not what we...
We are not your light.
We are not... Yeah, please don't come to us for all the answers. You come to us for support and accountability. We can hold you accountable to the things that you want to do. We're not going to hold you accountable to the things that we want you to do.
Yeah.
Now, if... I had to tell someone the other day, they were like, you know, I want to do A, B, and C. And I'm like, well, I don't think you should do that. So I can't coach you on it. Mm-hmm. I can't give you my advice on it because I don't think it's a good idea. But if you want to go do it.
No one's stopping you.
You could. And, you know, this person was like, well, if you don't think it's a good idea, then I should. And I said, no, that if I don't think it's a good idea, it's because I don't think it's a good idea. I wouldn't do it. And I'm not going to coach you on it because I can't take responsibility for that. But if you want to take the risk, which I'm all about risk and I'm all about trying things, you could do it and it could be great. Mm-hmm. I just won't put my stamp on it because I don't think it's the right thing. Mm-hmm. That's what one-on-one coaching is all about. It's having those nuanced conversations where, you know, sometimes with a student that I know really well, I'll be like, you got to do this.
Yeah.
Or don't do that. Don't be
crazy. There's actual rapport happening.
There's a lot of rapport and relationship building. But I think a lot of people... They leave other companies, whether it's so many people talk about how they were part of an extension method and they made them spend all this money and they had to do this.
It's like you chose to do that.
Yeah, you chose to.
You have to take accountability.
So then they come to us and they don't want that, but they end up treating us the same way. And then it's, oh, DTH told me to do this and it didn't work. DTH has methods that we want to give to people that work.
Yeah.
And if it didn't work, I can tell you for certain it is not because you were given bad advice. It's because there are other issues. And I think the biggest one is always salons that are like, oh, we tried that, but my staff didn't like it. Well, the issue here is not that the method didn't work. The issue here is that you don't run the business. Mm-hmm. And that's 6 months of coaching.
Yeah.
Of just trying to get out of that headspace.
So and teaching you to coach your team.
Yeah, so that when you go to make changes in your business, your team trusts you or your team listens or your team knows this isn't their place to not like something and tell you to change it.
They also can choose to not work there if they don't agree with the
exactly.
changes.
There's
but
so much.
But all of
much.
That is the scariness that is can seem like something is destroying your business when all of that happens
right.
at once. And it's inevitable.
And if you don't have support, it feels like it's all falling apart.
Yes. And I want to go back to something you said. You said like, we want to support you in doing what you want to do, not what we want to do. I will say, we have built a curriculum around these methods that solve industry problems. So we have had students come and be like, well, I don't want to do A, B, and C. And we're like, well, we might not be the program for you. If you want support, there are incredible coaching companies out there. That's why I said I love that there's so many because we all do teach different things and some the same. And I love that. But I want to do A, B, and C, and I like what you guys are doing. Okay, well then get on board or not, because I know if you only want to do one or two things,
it's going to be
too
disruptive.
Yeah, it might be great for a second, but it's going to be disruptive. It's going to cause issues. You're going to be forced into another one. It's like you're not prepared for
that. I had someone say, I just want to take my salon gratuity free, and I was like, so are you going to allow your staff to choose their pricing? No.
Are you going to change their commissions?
No.
Like,
then you can't go gratuity free.
So we're going to take money from them. You'll lose your staff. So then it's like,
well, I did what DTH said.
Yeah. I listened to the podcast. They say no tipping. I really agreed with it. I implemented it. I didn't make any other changes. I had no support. Everyone left. Fuck DTH. No.
That's the formula right there. That's how it works.
That's how, and it happens a lot.
Happens all the time.
And that's the thing. It's like, we've helped thousands of hairdressers.
If you are out there and you feel that you have listened to our methods and they didn't work, just call us back. Just get on the phone with us. Let us help you. That's why we started this business in the first place.
I just want to have conversations. It doesn't mean that you have to join coaching or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
There's so many solvable things here. But you have to take responsibility for your business. Mm-hmm. No one's running your business but you. That's like us blaming our coaches. It's like, no, it's you and me running mm-hmm. DTH. And I think there's something about our industry that I think we all want someone to save us.
And we also want people to blame.
And we want people to blame. You know what? That's not our industry. That's humans.
Yeah.
We want a savior and we want a villain. We want mm-hmm. a hero and a villain. And I think what's really crazy is that we end up being both for people.
And I'm okay with that. Because I think that's business in itself.
It is.
I mean, any business you look
you're
at, there are
bad.
People that hate them and there are people that love them. And I think, and there's people that have incredible experiences and there are people that have horrible experience. I don't care if it's a coaching company. I don't care if it's a salon. I don't care if it's a Walmart. Like, it doesn't matter. That's part of it. So it's okay that people didn't like it or it's okay that people don't like us. There's also...
And it's true about like salons too. It's like, everybody wants people, like, I want 5-star reviews and I got a bad review. It's like,
it's not possible.
You are a business. You are in the business mm-hmm. of being liked, disliked. You're in the business of being liked until you're unliked. And you're also in the business of, I didn't like them, but then I decided, now I'm back, right? All of those options are available. It's really hard mentally to live in a world where that, especially
it's exhausting.
Trying to run a business where you every day are like, I want to do good in the world. And then, different groups of people are telling you that you're amazing. Different groups of people are telling you like, oh, I don't really care. And then other groups are like, I hate you, go away. Mm-hmm. It's a really exhausting thing. But if you want to play the game of business, if you want to play Monopoly, if you want to be part of the Matrix, which I know no one wants to be, but if you're going to play the game, those are side effects that you have to deal with.
The reality in business, there's always two sides of the story and then there's the truth in between. And that's just
yeah. And in our business, there's 18 sides to the story, and then
the truth in between.
Yeah, and the truth in between.
But I think it's one of those things. It's like, especially if you're going to put yourself out there publicly, there's mm-hmm. going to be backlash. Like, there's going to be backlash. There's going to be the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think that goes for everything. So
yeah, if you put yourself out there and you want to be well known, this is the payment. But more than just trying to get our methods out there, we want people to have success with our methods or with anyone's methods. But we feel strongly that ours can help anyone, everyone. So if you need help, whether you're a new student or a former student or you've never been a student, we want to work with you. We have a team that can work with you and we want to answer all your questions. That's why we do discovery calls. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening and you're ready to talk to us, go to our website, get a discovery call, and let us know what's going on.